Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel, and we're still talking about the doctrine of Christ, and we've been talking about the words of the Lord Jesus Christ being the doctrine of Christ. Amen. What the Lord Jesus Christ came to teach and preach on earth, that matters. And we spoke about how that is the foundation of the church, the foundation of doctrine in the church is the doctrine of Christ. That's what they believe. That's what the Lord said should be taught in the church. Glory to God. Amen. But today I want to talk about the king and the kingdom, because previously we spoke about the kingdom of God, and we can't talk about the kingdom of God without talking about the king himself, because the kingdom of God relies on the Lord Jesus Christ being the king of that kingdom. And the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ preached and taught, amen, is the gospel of the kingdom, amen. Matthew 4:17 says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So at the heart of the doctrine of Christ is the teaching about the kingdom. But what did he say about the kingdom? That now it is coming. And because it's coming, people must repent. Amen. They must repent. And of course, we spoke about how the cross then was added after the fact, because when you repent, you then have your sins forgiven and are washed away, and then you can enter the kingdom of God. But also when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to then establish his kingdom on the earth. And that's the only reason why he's coming back, by the way. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the king of this kingdom. He's the king of this kingdom. Amen. And he was prophesied as such. So when the Lord Jesus Christ came preaching and he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, nobody said, but what are you talking about? In fact, a lot of people, when they see this statement, they think it's something new in the scriptures. It's not. Amen. He came to fulfill this thing, and that's why people could listen to him. Isaiah 9:6-7 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, again he says, and peace, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David, now he's talking kingdom. So we know that this child who will be born is the Lord Jesus Christ. This son who will be given is the Lord Jesus Christ. But then he says, the government of what? Of the kingdom, shall be upon his shoulders. He says, and of the increase of his government in peace, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back and establish his kingdom on the earth, to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth, even forever. So that kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, unlike the kingdoms of this world. So the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as king. So when he came preaching the gospel of the kingdom, people then understood, this is now the gospel of the kingdom which was prophesied. This is now the king who was prophesied about in the law and the prophets. Glory to God. The Lord Jesus Christ is therefore the king of this kingdom. He was prophesied as king. Amen. Luke 1:30-33 says, and the angel said unto her, this is now Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and he shall be called Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And he says, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Glory to God. So the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, came to die for our sins. But the Lord Jesus Christ would be born according to angel Gabriel. Glory to God. Yes, his name will be called Jesus. Yes, he's going to take our sins away. But he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So he came to rule. The context of the Lord Jesus Christ as king is the kingdom of God. Amen. So we can't talk about the Lord Jesus Christ without talking about him as the king of this kingdom. He says, verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. That's why we're talking about the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ preached and taught. Amen. He taught, yes, about the kingdom of God, but himself as the king of this kingdom. He was prophesied as king. He's now being promised to Mary as king. Matthew 2:1-6 says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Where is he? Where is he that is born king of the Jews? Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ was born king. He was born king. Amen. He was born king. He was prophesied as king, promised to his mother as king. He's now born king. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the king of this kingdom. Hence the gospel of the kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When or saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? But of course, when they say King of the Jews, they mean King of Israel. Amen. Which is really what this kingdom is really about. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Amen. And then Herod wanted to understand what that meant. Amen. And then he asked his wise men, and in verse 5, they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written, because he wanted to know where this king would be born. And now they're saying, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, and he shall rule my people Israel. So the Lord Jesus Christ is not just a savior who will then die for our sins on the cross. That is important. That is foundational. That is all essential. The cross is so important. More than that, though, the Lord Jesus Christ is the king of this kingdom. The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is a means to an end, to get us into the kingdom, to get us to share in the inheritance of the kingdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the Lord was prophesied as king, prophesied, or promised rather, to his mother as king. Then he was born king, born king. Luke 4, 5 to 7. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Amen. So Satan is now tempting the Lord Jesus Christ. With what? The kingdoms of this world. The kingdoms of this world. So he says, Satan showed him unto him all the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time. And he said, all this power will I give you, and the glory of them, he says, for it is delivered unto me, to whomever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. He's tempting the Lord Jesus Christ with the kingdoms of this world. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as king. He was born king, promised to his mother as king. Now he's been tempted as one, with the kingdoms of this world, to settle for the kingdoms of this world. And of course he declined. Matthew 25, 31, 34 says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Amen. This is now the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, he's going to sit on the throne, meaning the throne of the kingdom. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, he says. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as king. The Lord Jesus Christ was promised to his mother as king. The Lord Jesus Christ was born king. The Lord Jesus Christ was also tempted as king. Now here he's preaching himself as the very king of the kingdom. Amen. So he says, then the king shall say unto them on his right hand. Glory to God. So he himself is the king of the kingdom. Hallelujah. John 18, 33, 37 says, then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus and said to him, are you the king of the Jews, meaning the king of Israel? Then Jesus answered him, are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me? Pilate answered, he says, am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said unto him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly that I'm a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I've come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ here is being tried as a king. He's being tried as a king. He's on trial here as a king. Glory to God. So the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as king, promised to his mother as king. He was born king. He was tempted by Satan as king. He preached himself as king. Now he's being tried as a king. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is preaching the gospel of the kingdom. So everything hinges on him personally. Amen. So he is the heart of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is the heart of the doctrine of Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have not really told people about the Lord Jesus Christ until we tell them that the Lord Jesus Christ is king. And he's going to come with his kingdom to judge everybody. As a result, we need to repent of our sins today. Hallelujah. And run to the mercy of the cross and have those sins forgiven. Hallelujah. John 19:19-22 says, Pilate had not yet prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read the sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. It was near the city. Amen. And the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, Amen, do not write King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews. Glory to God. So the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as King. The Lord Jesus Christ was promised to his mother as king. The Lord Jesus Christ was born king. The Lord was then also tried by Satan or tempted by Satan as king. He preached himself as king. He was tried before Pilate as king. He's now being crucified as king. Hence the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. We have not really told people the truth until we say this one on the cross is being crucified as king for saying that he's king. Amen. Hence the gospel of the kingdom. Glory to God. Yes, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross washes away our sins. We must preach the cross. But in its fullness, the one lying on that cross like that is king. Glory to God. Pilate then answered, what I have written. Glory to God. So he wrote that this one is the King of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So the Lord Jesus Christ now was raised from the dead. He's now currently sitting on the throne of God at the right hand of the Father. So he now ascended. And he's now in the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. He was now raised from the dead as king. He's now crowned king. Crowned king. Glory to God. So the Lord was prophesied as king. The Lord was promised to his mother as king. The Lord was born king. The Lord was tried by Satan or tempted by Satan as king. The Lord preached himself as king. He was tried before Pilate as king. The Lord also was crucified as king. Now he's been raised from the dead as king. Glory to God. Acts 17:6-7 says, but when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them. And these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. He was then preached as king by the early church. They preached him as king. Glory to God. Very important. Hallelujah. Revelation 11:15 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Glory to God. So the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied as king. The Lord was promised to his mother as king. The Lord was born king. The Lord was tried by Satan, tempted by Satan as king. He preached himself as king. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord then was tried before Pilate as king. The Lord also was crucified as king. The Lord was resurrected as king. The Lord was then preached by the early church as king. He was, because they preached the gospel of the kingdom. But also, when the Lord returns, he's going to take over the kingdoms of this world. The kingdoms of this world will then become his kingdom. They'll be replaced by his kingdom because he's coming back as king to rule and reign on planet earth forever and ever. That is the gospel of the kingdom. And that is the gospel the Lord Jesus Christ preached. And that is the gospel that we should preach as the church. And that is the doctrine of Christ. Glory to God. I hope the teaching has blessed you. Until next time, God bless you. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.